This April, while attending the Wyoming State Convention, I was able to meet Odessa, one of their state officers at the time. During her retiring address, Odessa moonwalked and got her swag on, all to share how we each have the ability to walk in beauty and that it's our differences that make us beautiful. She shared the story of her family's Native American heritage and how it has shaped her into the person she has become. Today we have the opportunity to celebrate Native American heritage, along with the role it has played in our organization, agriculture, and agricultural education. This is a celebration of unity and connectedness as we pay tribute to the 20 states and 210 FFA chapters that serve students who self-identify as Native American. This is an exciting time as we are able to honor the rich traditions and ancestry of this culture in our organization.
The National FFA Organization celebrates Native American heritage. Native Americans have always been stewards of the land, living off the land and using resources to their ultimate potential. Native Americans have a rich history in FFA, agriculture, and agricultural education. There are over 200 FFA chapters that serve students who have self-identified as Native American. These chapters are found in 20 states across the country, reaching all corners of our map. Even though our lifestyles or language may be different, we all desire the same leadership attributes and we all live to serve. Many values and rituals of Native Americans overlap those of FFA. Character, teamwork, stewardship, and sustainability. Just as corn brings all our states together, it also plays a significant role in the Native culture.
Nature takes care of its own. And we're getting away from all of that. We got away from it so far that we're living in an artificial world now.
And today we use the corn on top of the flag, Poe Gordia, because to us it means life.
Corn is very important to us, isn't it? Because we're able to get corn pollen out of it. And this is part of our culture. Corn pollen is where we do our blessing and our praying with. We also use white corn that we grind.
What does being Native American mean to you?
Being Native American means to me is the ability to be unique, strong, and free-spirited.
In many communities, the FFA has been transformational, setting the stage for a community need to be assessed and then acted upon.
Well, the Monument Valley chapter was founded in 1968.
It all started in a pretty interesting story. When I came up and was teaching here, I had a student with a horse with colic. A few days later, another student came in, and that kind of spread like wildfire. And they needed somebody up here to be able to take care of their livestock. So what better opportunity is to teach the students to take care of their own?
In this facility, we have a total of 10 rooms, I believe. We have a regular classroom where we spend most of our time. The next room is our small animal prep room suite. It has 11 kennels, a small animal surgical room, real veterinary tables, surgical lights, everything, an autoclave machine to clean our tools. In the next room, we have a large animal surgical room. We have a harness where we pick up large animals if we need to. In the next room, we have a whole padded room dedicated to our large animal recovery. Upstairs, we have two classrooms overlooking the surgical rooms. We also have a dirt arena and a concrete area. Our dirt arena is mostly what we would use for show practice when students show sheep. Our concrete area holds a silencer squeeze chute. It's one of a kind, only one in Arizona, Four Corners area.
I wouldn't go anywhere else. I love teaching the students here on the Navajo Nation.
I think what FFA does is pull together that pride in showing, again, what especially Native American kids have done and have learned from the generations past on how to respect the land, what you take, you put back. And I think that ability to continually to do that, to take care of the land and cherish the land for what it is and respect the land for what it is what not only tribes and Native American kids do, but what FFA does. So with that, look to your left, look to your right. If you see somebody from a reservation, go up and say hello. They do share the same, again, dreams, visions, and goals.
I believe FFA was just one of those things that I was involved in that gave me leadership, that gave me respect, that gave me to honor others who I worked with.
The most important thing that I have come to know from my 14 years that is, kids are kids and students are students, no matter what their background is, where they were raised and who raised them. All our kids have the same problems, they have the same issues, they have the same dreams, they have the same desires. FFA offers us the vehicle, and I hope that our Native students will identify with the FFA and see themselves in that same bus, see themselves in that same vehicle.
As different as we are, we all desire the same. No matter who we choose to love, how big our bank account, how light or dark our skin, who we vote for, how old or young, where we grew up, how strong our accent or what language we speak, we have a need for the same thing. We all want a sense of belonging. We all want a place where we are respected, connected, and affirmed.
Please help me welcome Chief of the Blackfeet Nation and former FFA member, Chief Earl Oldperson.
It is an honor to be here with each of you and to share our rich Native American heritage. I am inspired by young people who love agriculture, leadership, and to the pursuit of their education. I am also so proud of our Native American youth who are FFA members. Here with us today, we have FFA members and advisors from chapters throughout Indian country, various esteemed tribal leaders, including from the USDA Office of Tribal Relations, over 80 members and guests were able to travel to convention through the generous support of RFD-TV. Would these students and guests and be recognized? Long before I stood as a chief of the Blackfeet Nation, I first learned leadership, respect, and honor while a member of the Browning FFA chapter in Montana in the 1940s. My roots and passion for FFA began decades ago. In many Native communities, Pendleton and handmade blankets are associated with important events and have been for hundreds of years. They are giving us gifts at graduations, at powwows, in commemoration of births, and as thank you gifts. This historic celebration is one of those important events. FFA members from throughout the country proudly present their Pendleton or handmade blankets on behalf of their tribe or nation to each of the national officers, national advisors, as a symbol of unity, affirmation, commemoration of the FFA Native American Heritage Celebration. On behalf of the Lost Coyote Band and Kaweah and Kupino Indians, Jacob Norty of Warner Springs FFA Chapter in California, presents Southern Region Vice President James Spratt with the honoring blanket. On behalf of the Jacarillo Apache Nation, Inicia Herrera of the Dulce FFA chapter in New Mexico present Western Region Vice President Shannon Norris with the Sioux Star Blanket. On behalf of the Lumbee Tribe of North Carolina, Jasmine Locklear and Kyle Savis of the St. Paul's FFA chapter in North Carolina present National FFA Central Region Vice President Wyatt Leon with a handmade blanket. On behalf of Navajo Nation, Jasmine Blackwater and Jonah Burns of the Monument Valley FFA chapter in Arizona present National FFA Secretary Landon Shafford with the Navajo blanket. On behalf of the Santa Ynez Band of Chumash Indians, Austin Amenta of the Santa Ynez FFA chapter in California presents National FFA Eastern Vice President Tiffany Rogers with the turtle blanket. On behalf of the Muscogee Creek Nation, Ridge Howe of the Choctaw chapter in Oklahoma presents National FFA President Riley Padgett with the Muscogee People blanket. On behalf of the Blackfeet Nation, Dusty Boyce of the Browning FFA chapter in Montana presents National FFA Advisor Dr. Steve Brown with the Shared Spirits blanket. Today, as you see, I'm wearing my eagle feather headdress with my eagle feather fan. This is a reminder of where we natives are coming from. Whenever we see an eagle flying around, not only we as the Indian people, but all people, this is the highest bird of all birds. We recognize it as such. We wonder what that eagle, what kind of a message is bringing. And we accept the message that he brings for our strength, for our guidance, and most of all, for our spiritual ways. I thank the Creator for giving us this symbol to follow and to hold high. Thank you.